Well, that'll bring us to our last speaker for the session. We have Bin Zhu from Virginia Tech, and he'll be talking about the ectopic overexpressing in Arabidopsis gene-induced erect leaf in switchgrass.
Thanks, Bob. The topic I have today is to create a valuable trait in switchgrass by simply overexpress an ectopic gene from Arabidopsis. We know switchgrass is one of the prime candidates for the biofuel production in the near future because switchgrass has fairly high biomass yield, and it has very high water use efficiency and nitrogen use efficiency. And it is also a native grass in North America. The gene of interest we used is from Arabidopsis called AT-LAV1, abbreviated for long vegetative phase 1. The transgenic Arabidopsis plant with the gene overexpressed have very good phenotype. Literally, it has postponed flowering time and also increased cold resistance. So we thought if this gene can confer the same phenotype in switchgrass, so it could create a very good switchgrass plant. So it makes sense to overexpress this gene to switchgrass. The gene's protein product belong to a family called NAC domain transcription factor, and the gene has two transcription versions. And the picture in here shows the protein cellular localization of these two transcripts. So we cloned the gene from the genomic DNA of Arabidopsis and put the gene into a vector we modified from P. cambia. And then we use agrobacterium system and transfer the gene into switchgrass. However, when we get a transgenic plant having the gene overexpressed, we saw some spectacular phenotype, which is unexpected. The most striking thing is the erect leaf phenotype, and it also altered the leaf rolling index. We also see that the leaf is more dark green than the wild-type plant, and actually that is caused by the higher concentration of the chlorophyll in the leaves. There's one specific transgenic line do not have this phenotype, and when we do the RT-PCR, we saw the transgenic line do not have the expression. So basically the phenotype is correlated very well with the transcription of the gene of interest. Then we want to see whether the erect leaf phenotype could be resulted from higher mechanical support from the cells, which is often related to higher lignin content. Actually, we do see that from this picture. Basically, this staining, if the staining color is more darker, basically means the lignin content is higher than it would be higher. So the picture clearly shows that the transgenic plant has higher lignin content compared to the wild type. And also, I did some cellular acidolysis and GCMS to measure the monolignin components. And they show that the S lignin is significantly increased. The proportion of S-lignin is significantly increased compared to that of wild type. I also did some dissection of the leaf anatomy, and these two pictures showed that the leaf anatomy also changed. More striking from here, compared here, the ad-axial screenchymal cells kind of disappear in the transgenic plant, which could result in a rolling leaf structure. The rolling leaf structure is also a prime reason for the erect leaf phenotype. And also we saw that the mesophyll cells and bundle cyst cells come from here and here. When you see this picture, you saw that the proportion of mesophyll cells in the transgenic plant is become bigger. And in C4 plant, since switchgrass is C4 plant, In C4 plant, the chloroplast in the bundle seed cells only have chlorophyll A. So if it is a case, then chlorophyll A, the proportion between chlorophyll A and chlorophyll B will also change, and we saw it is the case. And then we asked whether the change of leaf anatomy and the chlorophyll content would result in different photosynthetic rate. And actually, the comparison between the wild type and the transient plant did not show significant change in terms of photosynthetic rate. However, the stomata conductance did change. The stomata conductance of the transgenic plant becomes smaller, which usually infers to higher water use efficiency, but the experiment is not done yet. It is ongoing. And then we ask whether the stomata conductance is related to the aperture of the stomata. So we did a stomata prints, and the picture shown here indicates that the stomata aperture becomes smaller in the transgenic plant compared to wild type in the same environment. And the figure did show that the change is statistically significant. And also the cell shape in the transgenic plant also changed. So basically, that's the result. We think the erect leaf phenotype is basically caused by caused by higher lignin content and the leaf structure. And also we suppose that the overexpression of ATLR1A3 cross may target different cyst elements than what it did in Arabidopsis. And we hope we can do some chromatin precipitation to find out those cyst elements. If we can get a cyst element, we can design some other experiment to specifically target those cyst elements so that we can have a plant have good erect leaf phenotype without using some like transgenic plant approaches. And also this experiment indicates that by overexpressing a gene in an ecotopic system could result some unexpected and valuable phenotype. Since we have so many genes cloned from our Arabidopsis and other monoplant already, we don't know what, or at least a few people began to use this system to create some real phenotype or real valuable phenotype in some real crop. So we think it could be a very good revenue to make use of the knowledge we got from the model plants. So with this, I would need to acknowledge all the lab members in our lab. This is our PI, Dr. Bing Zhao. And also I need to thanks to Kim. He helped me with the GCMS analysis, and Dr. Bellotto, who helped me with the photosynthesis analysis. Thanks. And with this, I would like to answer any questions. Actually not yet. Since when they overexpress the gene in Arabidopsis, they saw the post from the flowering time, so they did some RT-PCR to see the different pathway, to characterize the expression level of some genes in different pathways of flowering. They saw, it's kind of difficult to. They saw some genes is overexpressed, but it's difficult to see that is the gene who have the cis element being targeted by the transcription factor. So, yeah.
Is there a TDNA knockout line of this gene in Arabidopsis, and also what's its phenotype?
Yes, it is. I think your question is asking whether what kind of phenotype it could have when you knock out the gene, right? Yeah, instead of overexpressing. Actually, the phenotype is contrary to the overexpression line. Basically, it makes the Arabidopsis flower earlier in under long day condition, and it's more susceptible to cold treatment. In terms of what? Oh, biomass. Yeah, actually, that's the most important part. I did some experiment already to compare the biomass production. However, because switch grass is a native grass in America, so we do not have license to be able to grow transgenic switch grass in a wild field. So we did the experiment in greenhouse in a relatively small scale, I would say. The plot is only like 1.5 times 3 meter. So the legitimate of the experiment design is a question. And also, again, under greenhouse condition, since the water and temperature, everything is very well controlled, so the plant is the biomass plant is kind of hard to see what it will be in the real field. But I can tell you the biomass of the transgenic plant is greatly reduced, not increased compared to wild type. It's about 40% reduced in the transgenic plant. That's something I feel bad, but again, in the field, in the real field condition, I don't know. And this could result, the reduced biomass of the plant could result from smaller leaf, you can see from the picture I show you. The leaf becomes smaller, and actually the internode of the stem also becomes smaller. So basically the plant is kind of more dwarf compared to the wild type. And again, I mentioned the stomata aperture of the transgenic plant tend to become smaller than those in the wild type. So the smaller stomata aperture usually indicates you can imagine the water transpiration rate in the transgenic plant become less. So basically the root system have less energy to uptake the minerals. That could be another explanation for the shot of the plant. So. Yes, I think I need to do some further experiment on that. Yes. I didn't check the root system. It's hard to dig them out. Right. Yeah. I agree with you. Okay. Thanks.
Well, thank you for attending, and thank you to all our speakers. A couple of them are still up front if you have other questions. And otherwise, this will adjourn our session. Thank you.